WWZ N4ZLK. Hey, Chandler.
Shane, how you?
Today. Haven't heard you in a while. I guess I talked to you a couple nights ago, I think, briefly. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I just ain't been on the radio as much. You just saved me and Chad had kind of a disagreement. That's all I want to say about that, though.
I don't need to know anything else. Probably not good for the air anyway. Well, did you work today?
Off all week. I go back to work on Monday.
Unsexual drink about you, little boy.
That's nice to have a week off. And sometimes it's hard to go back to work, isn't it?
But I'm quite ready to get back to work. I like working. I don't like, just not doing anything.
Sometimes when I'm off, if I don't do anything, I feel worse. I'm sitting around. I try to keep busy because otherwise you just get tired.
Hey,
Patrick.
QE. Hey, Chandler, how you doing today, bud?
I'm okay. I'm happy to talk to you. Maybe later you can give me a phone call or text or something if you have time.
Oh, roger that. Have you had a good day?
All right. We're actually building a entertainment center, so I've been busy helping Mom and Dad do that.
Hey, Chad. Hey, Chandler. Just wanted to jump in here and say hello to both of you. Hadn't talked to Chandler on the radio all week.
Roger that. Well, I can hear it's on here again. And any station, please report to Vector. Please report to Vector, any station, KO4NUE.
I've been doing all right. I'm just letting the dog use the bathroom.
Can't believe you're arguing with Taylor, okay? What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be good for little boy.
Your guest make it in?
Unfortunately, he's sitting here having to listen to this garbage. But, yeah, he is here, over.
Unfortunately, we have immature its around here that don't know how to act like a human being.
Well, just report to Victor then. Victor.
Yeah, the it clown has showed up for sure.
He's having to hear that this about ham radio doesn't represent well.
Damn, little boy.
Yeah, it's just a thing. It'll pass. Like everything else, this too shall pass.
Chandler, Chad called me and told me that he thinks you're a fucking faggot.
Patients on air or on the phone call?
No, I send it via phone, if you don't mind, over.
Time for me, I ain't got a clock on me.
Chandler.
Thank you, Patrick.
Just shoot me a text, that way I know where I'm at.
How's the entertainment center going? You about to get done with it?
In the works, we're also building some new bookshelves because, that's how we're technically making it.
And when you butter him, they're 19. about to have.
If everything goes good with it, and but you ready to go back to work next week?
Definitely.
Always makes for rough going back to work after a week off.
Roger that. It shouldn't be that bad. I enjoy working. It gives me something to do in my life.
For that, it does. It makes you a productive member of society. Wish more people would figure that out.
Yeah, I like being a productive member. But I gotta sign off. I gotta get back in the house and let the dog in and get back to work.
Roger that, Chandler. You take care and you have a good day. Good to hear from you. Glad you're back on the radio this afternoon. KO4 HKX.
Roger that. KO4 WWC, clear.
Bye, Bowie.
Okay, mobile.
For HKX. Hey, Shane.
How's your day going? Are you back at home now?
Roger that. I'm back at home enjoying the lazy afternoon.
I sent you a text or two. I'm sure you'll see them.
I got them. Send them to the appropriate location.
I mean, what it is.
Interference down here. What'd you say?
I said I sent them to the proper location.
They sent them to Victor.
I'm going to let you go. I'm about to my next pickup here, but good to hear you today. Hope you have a great weekend if I don't talk to you.
Hey, you can send that information to me, and I'll forward it on any time, no problem. KO4HK.
N4ZLK, yeah, cheers, Patrick. Have a good evening.
Shane, I hope you have a good afternoon and you don't have to work late tonight.
UE 73, Shane. Have a good evening, sir. And just wanted to drop by and say hello to you before you duck on out. 73, KO4 NUE, clear.
For NUE, KO4 HKX.
KO4 NUE. Go ahead, Patrick.
Information I passed along to you?
Yeah, roger that. I did. I got it noted, over.
Just making sure you got it. He sent it to me, and I'll pass it along.
He's cleared any minute now. I can feel it.
HKX, clear.
What you got scheduled for today?
I'm helping Steve with his DMR, trying to get his radio set up.
Roger that. Well, you at home, over?
Roger that. I'm at home.
Good deal. All right, well, we'll enjoy the evening. I'll try to, and just want to say hello. KO4 NUE, clear.
Chad.
I can tell that La Povera is back on the air. You know who La Povera is, right?
I did, but I'd be lying. I'll request for a briefing on that one.
Let me make sure I got it. La Povera is a story about a French kid. La Povera means the po' boy. And we learned about this in France when me and Anna went overseas to visit to France for a little while. Means po' boy in France, in French. Was a lady of the night. That was his sister as well. And his father was a piece of trash. Had no idea who his father was.
The trash.
A really hard time in life, and people really took pity on him for what he was.
Oui, je le comprends, monsieur. Je le comprends. Perfectement.
Explains, you know, why certain people are the way they are. Over.
The stupid. I can't fucking handle all this stupid.
That is a good explication of our interference here. I was hypothesizing that maybe it was due to a couple extra chromosomes.
La Povera probably had, because his mother was his sister and his father was his brother, I think he's probably minus a few chromosomes. What do you think, Over?
Yeah, that's as good an explanation as I can come up with, but whatever way, if your chromosomes are out of whack, you're in for a world hurt. I think that's the gist of it.
With that comes, that's where you have the mouth and the other part of the body that gets inversed over. That's the way the story was read to me.
Understand loud and clear. Yeah, well, you know, this too shall pass.
And let me be clear. I will find you. I will find you. And I want you to know that I will.
Come
on. James Ford, man, you gotta include me in on this. I gotta have a piece of the action. Holiday says, that's just my game.
Well, Law, what you been up to today, bud?
Trying to extricate myself from a pile of mail that's been backing up on my desk in my office, and that's not my favorite thing in the world to do. Just have to keep my letter opener really sharp. Writing out a lot of checks, checking a lot of email. I was up till like 2 o'clock in the morning last night doing that jazz. Fortunately, I'm out of the house now on the road and going to pick up some at Food Line and some at the vet. How about you, brother?
Oh, my God.
I am up at the deer camp with a friend that I deployed with and quite some time, so... we're going to spend the afternoon together and just, you know, catching up and telling a whole bunch of lies. How about that, over?
They made a movie about that. It's called Brokeback Mountain.
Can't think of a better way to spend a day and an evening with a battle buddy. And maybe one day you and me can sit at the same campfire and, you know... tell some more lies. That's my kind of thing.
That, well, we'll do that. We'll get together and I'm sure we can get some good ones going over.
You want me to help you cook some meat or peel some potatoes or, you know, I don't know, string out a perimeter for you before you go to sleep. You know, that's just one of the many services I provide. And for you, they are gratis.
We'll have to get together and see how that turns out. But for now, I'm on duck on out. I got another friend showed up, so we're gonna visit with him for a little bit and see what's going on with him. But KO4RMM, this is KO4NUE. I'm gonna close my station down. Over.
KO4NUE, you are 73 and clear on your final. Great talking to you, sir, and good day. And I guess it's just me and our chromosomal colleague. This is KO4RMM Mobile.
Y'all really need to hang out with some women.
4RMM, KO4HKX, how are you today, Kurt?
Just happy to be standing on this side of the grass. How are you doing today?
Having a wonderful day today. Enjoying a day off and just enjoying the sunshine.
With my friend. I'm just tooling around out here in Taylor. Gonna pick up some from the vet. Gonna pick up some from Food Cat. That's Food Line. I like to call it Food Cat. But, yeah, it's a beautiful day. April's been a really good month weather-wise. No complaints there. I am not a big fan of winter, except for when it gives me a chance to build fire, because I like to build fires. Don't let that get out. You know, if you need me to slip you in a crisp 20 to keep that on the down low, I certainly will, my friend. KO4RMM.
Grocery cat.
Kurt, nothing like a nice warm fire in the wintertime when it's cold outside. But I have enjoyed April, that's for sure. I've enjoyed having an actual spring this year.
A change of events, that's for sure, my friend. So what's on your docket? Where you at? What you doing and why?
Just sitting at the house, cruising the internet and talking on the radio. Trying to rest up. I had a long day yesterday and a long week, so I'm normally off on Friday, so it's just a chance to catch up and catch my breath.
Be a happy for you, my friend. That's, I can't throw any criticism at that. That's the way to spend the day.
I run a few errands this morning. Run to the doctor and yearly visit and take care of that, and all is good for another year, so just enjoying the afternoon now.
HKX, KO4RMM station IDs. Hey, I just wanted to bend your ear. I have a couple of antennas that are sitting in my office waiting to be installed up on my chimney. I believe I've got all the gear, and this project's been languishing for a couple of months now, and this is one of those things that needs to get done. So I might need to prevail on the club to see if anybody might be interested in helping me out, putting up a copper J-pole 2-meter and a copper Slim Jim J-pole for 70 centimeters.
Come help you whenever I can do it. If you want to do it on a Friday or Saturday.
Probably a Friday or Saturday, maybe next Friday or Saturday might be a good thing there. Also need to get me a base station, and I keep coming back to, I've got a ICOM 2730 running on mobile, and it's easy to put that as a base station too, and I'm thinking about picking up an extra 2730 and just using that as a base station.
Are you just a technician class, or you got your general?
Studying for general right now.
So, That'll get you two mobiles if you do that. I mean,
you could probably find you a decent used HF radio that you could put in there that does 2 meter also. That way you can start listening and it'll help you on your general studies.
I'm down with that. You have any advice on where to look for a very reasonably priced HF? I know the ICOM 7300 is all the rage, but I don't have a grand to throw at that right now. Not that I won't sometime in the future, but, I just might need to get something just to have it, you know?
Do you listen to the net at night on Wednesday night?
Well, I should. I'm usually, getting ready to bed down around 2100. We turn in early these days. I really need to sit in and listen, and get more involved in that. And just, I can't say I'm going to do it every Wednesday, but maybe every other Wednesday or so, to sit in on that net. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, if you set in on Wednesday night, that's Gary. And if I'm not mistaken, they've got that added to the website now. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'll try to make sure and see what I can find out for you.
They do. I saw it yesterday. N4ZLK.
Information chain.
Thanks again, ZLK, for that. We'll be looking at that. And I'll look at maybe some auctions or place I might be able to pick up a decent HF used.
If I hear one, something you can just use to get started with, and see if you can find something, that way you won't spend a lot of money on it. I know how it is on things like that.
All right, you are. And then I have to probably get an HF antenna. I've got a long wire up right now, but it's not connected up. I mean, I just have the guy wire, and I have the wire antenna up. I need to solder it to the lead line. And I also, that's probably going to be a separate project, but and of course I'll need some assistance and guidance with that one as well if I need to run and connect to an un-un. And then, of course, there's the issue of grounding and bonding and all that stuff. And, I've read the literature on it, but that's just something I'm going to have to get some help with when I do it for the first time from, a knowledgeable club member. Over.
KO4HKX. Chad's a good one to help with that when he's got time. He come and help me with mine when we put it up, so I'm not volunteering him, but you might want to communicate with him a little bit. I know he likes doing that.
Copy that. Pat, is it Patrick I'm talking to, HKX?
You are correct.
I'm getting a little bit better here. I'm trying to get this squirrel between my ears to run a little faster. So for some reason, I had you and Shane mixed up for a while. That's no offense intended there. Just, I'm not getting any younger.
I feel sorry for Patrick, N4ZLK. It's Shane here, Kurt.
I don't know which one of us that would be an insult to, or might be an improvement on both cases.
I fight here. I just meant to indicate that I'm starting to recognize people a little bit better here. So I guess that's better. That's good for everybody. So we can all celebrate.
He's here, man. It's all good. Trust me, I've been called a lot worse than Shane in my lifetime. So we're all good.
Not much, though, right, Patrick?
But maybe one day you'll learn how to spell it.
Just keep your eye out. These radios come up when you least expect it, and you got to be ready for it.
Wilco on that. I'm still out here, mobile. I'm on 29 and Greer right now, headed towards Spartanburg. If anybody cares, traffic is, you know, pretty good. No accidents, no backups, and no 5-0 spotted.
Eric, you be careful out there on Wade Hampton. that's a, don't melt of a road anymore, man. People were acting like they were on the Indianapolis 500 out there.
Yeah, well, it's, you're right about that. There's been a lot of KIAs on, Wade Hampton over the years. I still rank her a little bit better, a little safer than I-85.
No doubt.
Using it, using Wade Hampton with greater frequency, and it's worked out pretty well if you pick the right time of day. And, you know, once if you've spent, you know, an hour or two on I-85 and then get on Wade Hampton, you know, you're going to feel like it's just you're tripping through the daisies.
I'll have to jump out for a minute. I got a phone call. I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX, clear.
4HKX, clear. 4RMM and 4ZFK. Sorry, I drew a blank. Kurt, are you on your way home from work? Just out running a few errands here, enjoying the lovely weather. I actually enjoy driving. So I'm just... right now, I'm way off course, but it's okay with me. I like to get out and drive sometimes because it's just therapeutic for me. I like changing scenery, so that's pretty much what I'm doing right now.
I'd hate to have a job where I drive around all the time.
It's all types, my friend. That's what makes the world go around. N4ZLK, is that correct?
I was going to say, I'm a driver. I enjoy it. N4EDX.
4EBX. Actually, I'm a driver, too. I work for UPS. I was saying that with tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, I worked, I did that TVD in 2021, doing a personal vehicle delivery for about 4 months.
To the Greenville building or Spartanburg or where?
Yes, Spartanburg.
Familiar. I work out of the Greenville building, but I've been to Spartanburg many times. I did the package for 20 plus years, and now I'm driving tractor trailer for them the last 8 years.
My name is Ed, Echo Delta, part of the call sign N4EDX. But yeah, I enjoyed doing that. I live over here in Greenville, Taylor's, but they had me running out of Spartanburg, but they would send me over here to this, you know, the east side of Greenville and Greer and that area.
Thank you, N4EDX, yeah. They probably wanted you to be in an area you were familiar with. And that personal delivery driver, TPD or whatever they call it, that's something that I was not familiar with because they just started that a few years ago. And that's just a whole new concept for the way UPS used to work, but I'm sure that you were a big help. Over.
Yeah, there'd be about 30 of us every morning, and they paid well. They paid $21 an hour, you know, up to 8 hours a day, and then if you work more than 8 hours, it went to time and a half, plus they paid 55 cents a mile for fuel allowance. So, you know, if you put in a good week, you could bring home $1,000 a week.
Well, I know they appreciated it, and I'll turn it over to Kurt. He's also in here, KO4RMM. Go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was just enjoying listening to Ed. Hi, Ed. This is the first time, I believe, we've had dialogue. But, yeah, are they still running that personal delivery service you're referring to that you used to do?
It starts around the end of October, and you work November, December, and then they start cutting you loose, you know, through January, because there's a lot of returns. It's amazing how many people order things that end up going back.
Envision that with clothing items. It's amazing how we supposedly have standardized sizes, but apparently that's only loosely adhered to by so many clothing manufacturers, if you get my drift. I know I've had to do that, and I've sent clothing items to family and friends. You know, they specify their size. I buy according to their specifications, and they have to send them back because the manufacturer has a different idea of what a size, you know, what an extra large is than other manufacturers. KO4RMM.
I'm the next stop, so I'm going to let you go. Ed, nice to meet you. N4EDX. And Kurt, have a good day, both of you. N4ZLK.
Kane, glad I caught you today. Good chat with you, and have a super weekend.
He's N4EDX.
6, Ed. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike. Mike, my name's Kurt. Going back to the delivery, seasonal delivery job you worked, does that require a CDL?
No. You drive your own vehicle. I have a Dodge pickup truck with a covered bed. So, they want, you know, the stuff's got to be covered in case of rain or snow. But, you load up. I mean, you could have 125 packages to deliver. So you could load up 75 of them, fill your cab and the bed of your truck and cover the bed, and then still go back and refill again, you know, at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Indeed, I only had a loose understanding of that type of work. So that's greater detail than I had, you know, up to this point. That's interesting.
Yeah, basically you pull up in the driveway, you go to the door, you ring the doorbell, you put the package down. You know, if somebody opens the door, great. If not, so be it. You leave the package unless it requires a signature. And it was good work. You hustle, let me tell you. And their routes are very... you go in a subdivision, and you might stay in that subdivision all day long, going literally. You could park your truck and deliver 4 different houses without moving your vehicle.
Sounds like my neighborhood may be a candidate for that.
Used to seeing people, and they get used to seeing you. And it's funny, people will... especially the well-to-do. I delivered into a couple of gated communities, and hell, they'd put out snacks, and it would say, for the delivery people. And, I mean, it would be a basket full of fruit and candy and just unbelievable stuff. And it was amazing what was put out there.
With all that either, that's awesome, man. It's very encouraging to know there's some people out there that are that thoughtful. So I feel in comparison, I feel like a bit of a heel. Maybe I think I'll tell my wife about that. Maybe we should start putting some snacks and treats out there for our delivery folks.
Well, you gotta realize that it was COVID and just so many people, and I don't care what class individual, you know, whether you're poor or you're rich, a lot of people shop online now. And it, you know, the bad thing was if you got something like a exercise bicycle in a box, you know, that damn thing might weigh 80 pounds. There's supposed to be a 75-pound weight limit, but shippers, you know, they'll slide things through on you, and some of the things you just can't manage, you know?
Completely. You know, when you're lifting stuff to over 50 pounds, you know, you've really got to watch your technique. Be very careful about that back. Use those knees. You know, one errant move, you could be strained. Station ID, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike. Mike on with N4EDX. Am I right, Ed?
You got it. You got it. I was originally a KJ. I was a KJ4BNG, which I called Brand New General. I took my technician and my general at the same time, so I got my general the same day I took my tech license.
I should have done that. I got my tech license on the 25th of June last year, so a little less than a year now, and I'm really hot on getting this general behind me. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm having some trouble with some, you know, memorizing some of these frequency, you know, the band chart and everything like that.
You know, I wonder if they've changed the test. I've been licensed now about, I don't know, 12 or 15 years. So, but I put in for a vanity call, and this was one I got, was N4EDX, and it worked out. I like it because I really enjoy DXing, and I've got a shack full of equipment, but it's all in boxes right now. I'm in an apartment and can't use it.
I can understand that. That's frustrating, you know, with the limitations of apartments placed on ham radios and antennas and that sort of thing. But that's the ultimate goal is for me, is to get up there to where I can DX and just reach out and just try to use as much of the capability envelope afforded to, you know, my license class. I've always been somebody who tries to squeeze as much of the juice out of whatever I have. You know, as far as capability, I guess it's one of my pet peeves. I don't like leaving extra capability on the table, if you know what I mean.
Yep. I always like the older radios. I was for the longest time, ran a Kenwood TS-940, which was probably made in the 80s. And I got used to all the knobs. And then I bought one of those ICOM 7300s, and hell, it's all touch, but you know, touch screen. And I've had a hard time adjusting to the touch screen.
The touch screens can be finicky, but we had a new security system, and it's all touch screen activated. My wife suffers from some manual tremors, and she had a real devil of a time trying to deactivate arm and disarm, but she just couldn't do it because of tremors. Finally, we got her a key fob, and thank heavens that was an option, because she uses the key fob entirely now. But, you know, there are advantages and drawbacks to everything.
And to the choir, my friend, I've gone through periods with the tremors and the shakes, and they gave me gabapentin to try to help me, you know, alleviate the problem. But it's gone for the most part now. But I'm mobile. I'm in my truck. I've destinated at my home 20. I live over in Taylor's. I'm right off of Wadehampton Boulevard, so it was nice talking to you. I'm
headed back that direction right now. I'm coming off of Wadehampton. I'm heading into Taylor's. I'm going to be dropping off at the vet there, right across from the YMCA.
right out on me.
I was just acknowledging that, you know, we live really close to one another. Our home is off Pelham Road, near, you know, Pelham Road School, Hudson Road, Devinger Road, right there in that vicinity.
Neighbors. Family over there off Devinger Road, but I grew up in Pelham Estates.
And I grew up in Foxcroft.
We would have been classmates at Eastside.
Maybe we were. When did you graduate?
1980.
I was coming in on your coattails. I'm class of 91, but I would love to sit down to some lunch with you, and you can regale me with some amusing vignettes and anecdotes from your years at Eastside up until 1980. I'd love to hear some of that stuff.
A bunch of troublemakers. We were the pot-smoking hellions, and Brody Bricker was the principal, and hell, I think he ended up being the superintendent. But Betty Workman was like the assistant principal. But yeah, I was there 86 or 76 to 1980.
Brody Bricker was principal in 87, my freshman year. And Betty Workman, the name's real familiar. I remember her. She was obviously there at some point during my tenure there. I couldn't remember exactly what her position was. But yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about, both of them.
Go inside. Good to talk to you. Hope to catch you again in here.
I enjoyed the queue so very much. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Great to have it. Always good to talk to an Eastside Eagle. Hope you have a super day and a great weekend. Good day, sir. Oscar 4 Romeo, Mike Mobile and Monitoring.
W4DJW Mobile and Monitoring.
Good afternoon, Dave.
How are you doing?
A balmy, sunny day. Tooling around here in Taylor's, headed toward the vet, pick up some overpriced items, and I'm going to hit the food cat. Picked up some chicken breasts, my friend.
To the vet to pick up some overpriced items.
Firm, your hearing is serviceable.
I'm going to the vet, too, to pick up some a prescription, for of all things, for a cat, for food. She had an infection, bladder infection or a urinary tract infection or something like that. Now we got to buy her special food. And it's way overpriced. I think it's a racket.
Well, we're in the same boat, my friend. We've been doing this for years. It's one of our largest, I think it's our number two or number three expense item. We don't even have kids. We just have two dogs. And the vet costs are formidable.
I mean, they're like family, you know. You got to take care of them.
That's not negotiable. I had an appointment with an allergist for the first time in probably 25 years, 30 years, over some allergies, and they did the full skin tests and also the syringes in the forearm. And I'm a poster child for allergies, evidently. Apparently, I've got just about, I'm allergic to just about everything.
Allergic to animals, and you've got animals?
A little too late to turn back now. He said, you're allergic to dogs and cat dander. And I said, well, so be it. I just told him straight out, I'm not getting rid of my dogs. And he said, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to.
I would be the exact same way. I wouldn't get rid of mine either. If it was, you know, I just suffer through it.
Anyway, we love them. They're our family. They're family members for us. I kind of have to bite my lip when I'm talking to somebody about matters of home security, and they say, "Well, I have a dog." You know, in the event of a potential home invasion, and I just bite my lip. And I have a dog too. I have a big, strong dog, but I don't have my dogs for security reasons. I don't envision, in other words, I don't intend to sacrifice my dog, you know, to save me.
Well, I understand. It's just the way people are with their animals. It's commendable. It's a good thing. It's hot over here in Greer. It says it's 85 degrees outside here. Can you believe that?
I believe you. But wow, that's pretty crazy. I'm in Taylor's right now, on Taylor's Road, headed towards YMCA now. Things are good. Traffic is moving right along. It's not too congested. But I haven't seen the temperature, but I believe you. I just came from Greer. I haven't looked at the weather forecast for this weekend. Do you happen to know what they're calling for?
Well, I looked yesterday. I looked at yesterday. I didn't look at today, so I'm not sure. But yesterday the high was supposed to be 74. So today is a lot hotter. But anyway, it's nice. I enjoy it. I like it.
Dave, I'm a summer boy, and I know it takes all types. Some people hate summer, but I love the long days, 14 hours of sunshine, and something about it, just a good, long, hot Carolina summer day. That's what I like. Just a cold glass of sweet tea on the porch and listening to a ball game on the radio is my definition of happiness.
Ham radio, right? Or flying airplanes. That's the way it is with me. I enjoy that. Or writing software. I like that too. Got a lot of hobbies. A lot of fun.
Common. My wife says I have too many hobbies. I probably would agree with her, but that would make her negotiating position stronger, and she might try to make me get rid of them. So, you know, I try to hold my own there. Dave, I'm at the vet. I'm going to step out and get that food. If you'll give me just a few minutes, I'll be in and out. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike.
Probably be around when you get out. I got to run by there on my way home, too, when I get finished with my other errands. Anyway, if I'm still here, I'll see you in a little bit. If not, enjoy the weekend. KO4RMM, W4DJW Mobile.
KO4HKX. Hey, Dave.
You didn't work today, did you? You had a day off?
I did. I went to the doctor this morning and had some errands to run. Had to take my son to Hendersonville to get his car. So, been home since, I don't know, about 1 o'clock.
Ken yet? How he did with his teeth?
I have. I just texted him earlier today. He said he's in a little bit of pain, but he's having to learn to talk again before he gets on the radio.
Would be different. That'd be something you'd have to practice with a little bit, I would think.
But no, he's doing good. I've been texting with him.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear he came through it okay. Didn't have any doubt, but you know, you never can tell.
A routine, anything can turn into something major in just a matter of seconds.
The radio today, or from at home, you still bouncing off that mountain on the other side of the valley?
If that's what's going on or not. I found some articles on how when you mount a beam antenna up against a aluminum mast, it basically cuts it in half because the mast will conduct radio frequency also. So I don't know if that's what's going on or if I'm receiving off the other end, you know, bouncing off the mountain or what.
North, and the repeater is south of you, right?
I do.
Probably hearing off the backside of it or Well, yeah, you couldn't be because there's too much dirt in your off the back. You got to be bouncing off of that other mountain on the other side of the valley.
Sir, even when I'm aiming at other repeaters, I have to spin it backwards of what I think I should.
We're on the same page here. The backside of the beam is the side that has the center wire attached to an element on the back half of the beam. The front half of the beam only has directors on it up there. It doesn't have any reflector or anything like or driven element. All of the backside of the beam is busy. The front side of the beam is not busy.
KO4HKX to sync up with a repeater. Yes, you are 100% correct on that. That's exactly the way I'm thinking.
Okay, so we're in sync on that then. Well, I don't know. The only thing I can figure is there's some iron in them there hills on the other side, and you're bouncing off that iron.
Well, they are heavy granite mountains, so, I mean, you could be bouncing off that too.
What weekend?
In major. Just working around the house, trying to, I want to get my cables pulled through my tube so that I can get the lawnmower and all that going and get the yard cleaned up for winter or for summer.
One of the things that I was working on too earlier, pressure washing all the stuff that's been sitting collecting mold and mildew over the winter, cleaning everything up. And then my pressure washer started leaking gasoline. Next morning I came into the garage, whoa, it would have knocked you out. That gasoline smell was so strong. Had to work on that thing today.
In space like that, it don't take much to stink up the whole place.
And that's what was going on, is it was smelly in there because of that. Anyway, I figured out what it was. I was thinking that the on-off for the gas was the choke, and I was wondering why the choke wasn't working very good. So I left the valve on, and it filled up in the bottom of the carburetor, and it started leaking. So I put everything back together and turned that thing off and started up and let it run out of fuel, and so far, so good. Knock on wood, it hasn't leaked anything.
Check your oil with that, too, because it will overfill the crankcase there and thin the oil out.
That's the first thing I did was pull the dipstick. Once I figured out what was going on and smell it and feel the oil, and it was right about the same level it had been, so it didn't rise any. So I think it just came out of the throat of the carburetor. The throat is not vertical, it's horizontal. So I think it just ran out of the throat. I don't think it ran down into the combustion chamber because the V, it's a V-twin, and the top of the combustion chamber is about a foot higher than the carburetor. So I think I got lucky on that one.
That sounds like it, but I just want to make sure you knew not to run that if it was like that.
I get it completely. You don't want to do that. Diluted oil will cause friction and heat and burn and spin bearings and even brake rods.
Yes, sir. And I just sent you a text message with the article that I'm referring to about the antenna.
I was just looking at that.
To Jerry one day last week about it, too, and he was telling me the same thing, that you need to offset that beam off of the mast, since the mast conducts about a quarter wavelength.
That's good to know. I usually don't do that, but I'm not mounted. I like I'll be mounted on a fiberglass pole or a wooden dowel or something like that. Most of my stuff is inside out of the weather, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't have a tower. Can't put a tower up outside, so luckily it's wooden or fiberglass for me, and it doesn't make any difference.
Well, I tell you what, if your antenna for this repeater is in the house, you've got one of the cleanest signals when I'm listening to the net at night. You have one of the cleanest signals into the repeater that I hear.
That's probably because it's line of sight. I have line of sight to the repeater, and it's a 2-meter, I think it's 5-element, 2-meter Yagi in the attic. pointed right at the repeater, line of sight. The only thing it has to go through is the shingles and maybe the nails holding the shingles on, and that's not too bad. It does that okay.
Got through that pretty good, but, I mean, as soon as you key up, I know it's you because there's no static, no nothing. It's just a perfectly clean signal.
Well, that's the same radio that Echolink is on. That's the exact same radio. In order for them to be able to hear me, because if I transmit on another radio with a different antenna, then they complain. Right off the bat, 15 years ago when I set that thing up, right off the bat is, I can't hear you on Echolink. You just sound like garbly. So I had to make it so that I could wire the audio out of the mic. Some of it goes to the RF to go out the antenna, and some of it goes down the internet to go back to the people listening on Echolink.